Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
And good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Afternoon Drive. Goodman Mason. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you are looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to RMFP.com. In the meantime, Mace, you are joining us live from Tampa, Florida, the home of the defending champion Super Bowl Buccaneers, aren't you?
Yes, I am, although... It's really strange to be in one NFL market and you're making the trip because you're covering a game in another NFL market, but that's just kind of how it is here. I mean, you're about 3.5 hours to Jacksonville. I wanted to come swing by, see my parents just for a little bit before I went up to the Jaguars game. That's up to Jacksonville. It sounds crazy to say that from the Denver perspective, but when you're in Tampa, you drive north to Jacksonville. So, you know, it's nice to kind of get that swing, get a day, get some time with the folks. I'm just right now camped out at their place, trying to steer free of COVID. You know how it is.
Are you are you in your childhood bedroom where you have your Farrah Fawcett poster over your bed and then your walls lined with hats?
You know, that poster was about a generation ahead of me.
Not me. So, oh, Farrah Fawcett. She was the bomb.
Yeah, that is right there in your wheelhouse.
Right. I mean, who's your pinup girl?
I didn't have one.
Who's your pinup guy?
I had all sports posters on my wall. Sports posters and pennants.
You know what? I bet you had pictures of like small dogs. You seem like a small dog picture guy with posters all over the place. Because after all, that is your pinned tweet, pretty much.
Yeah. I didn't actually. I had this. And I still have all these pennants. I have this amazing collection of old felt college pennants that I had around the walls in my room. And then I had a couple of Michael Jordan posters. I had like some Buccaneers team pictures, that kind of thing. You know, it's nothing salacious or anything like that.
So I talked about this last Friday. Danny, I'm sure you remember this. I said, why does it always have to be Football Friday? I understand the alliteration. I get that. Can we every Friday call it F Around Friday, where we don't even put together a show? You and I just chat about, we turn it into basically a Seinfeld episode, really a show about nothing. I mean, yeah, we'll talk about the Broncos if we have time to weave it in. What do you think, Mace?
I don't mind that. I mean, everyone else is doing something, as I said on Seinfeld, right?
Right.
You're doing something. We'll do nothing. We'll just, you know, I'll give you a play-by-play on when the ducks come swimming across the pond here that's beyond my parents' backyard. I can tell you about the clouds in the sky and the magnolia tree out back.
Right. Right. How
the pool is calling my name. Hey, maybe I'll go swimming on the air.
Are you gonna take a dip after the show? I mean, did your mom make a nice dinner? Are you going out for dinner? I mean, how are your parents going? How are your parents celebrating you being in town?
We're picking up dinner. The town they're in is called Tarpon Springs, outside of Tampa, and there is it was settled by Greek immigrants, and it's a little bit of a tourist town, but they have some amazing
souvlaki
restaurants. So I'm gonna have some souvlaki, some gyro, some probably not the flaming cheese because we're just taking out. My parents are, you know, they're vaccinated, but they're in their 70s, and you know, everything is. Florida's basically one giant hot spot. So I'm just gonna go pick up the meal. You know, keep my KN95 on, and then come back and we're gonna enjoy it. So that would rule out the Saganaki, which is flaming cheese, because if you take that home, you lose the effect, right? The whole thing is getting it on fire right there in front of you at the restaurant.
So. Well, do they, if you got it to go, would they throw a match in there into the styrofoam and wrap it in cellophane or something so you can light it yourself?
That's a really good question. I'm going to guess no, because of liability. I think maybe it's okay if you've got your own lighter, just you go ahead and do it yourself. Right. But then they're not liable. If they provide the match and someone gets hurt, I mean, mm-hmm. and is it your cousin who's a lawyer in Nashville or?
Listen, I'm Jewish. I have all kinds of attorneys in my family. We have 7 in my immediate family, and I'm not exaggerating. 7.
Okay, yeah. They would have a better idea on the liability of it.
They're all corporate lawyers. They do white collar stuff. They don't represent criminals.
Well, I mean, so it's not like a personal. They're not personal injury.
They're not PIs. They're not divorce attorneys. It's all corporate law. And labor law and all that stuff. I think we're off to a good start on F Around Friday because really we have talked really about nothing.
We basically blown up our first segment. This is great. I mean, this is what you're going for, right? What did you do today? We're talking about what I've done. What was Eric Goodman's day like?
My day was fantastic, but Danny wants to chime in with something.
I was just going to say we should call it Fool Around Friday because then you can actually just say... You don't have to just say the letter. You can say a full word, but it's up to you if that has some sort
I like
of
F around
that
because
you're not a fan of.
No, I like F around because it really gets the point across. Can we get our voice guy to say F and then just have beep around Friday?
I can definitely talk to Nate about that.
Can you order something for that? Would that work for you?
It's easy for me. Yeah.
All right, just put
in
an order.
I don't have to do much, really.
Put it in. Will you put it in order for that? Seriously.
Sure.
Because I don't want this coming from me to Nate. Because he'll look at me like, "What do you have? What are you nuts?" If it comes from you, then you're at fault. I don't want to be at fault.
Well, Nate can't fire you. Me. He could fire me.
He could fire me all day. Are you
well,
kidding?
I guess maybe he could
easily fire me. I can't begin to tell you the number of times I've been on the edge. With that, time now for the lead.
The Lead is presented by Smoke and Dave's Barbecue and Brew, Colorado's best barbecue since 2007. Go get some tonight in Denver, Centennial, Longmont, Lyons, and Estes Park.
All right, Mace, you got the rundown in front of you, don't you?
I can hear in a few seconds.
What do you mean you can? We're doing a show and you don't have the rundown in front of you?
I've got an Excel file in front of me with quarterbacks and what they did in their first and second starts, trying to find some conclusions
Mace.
That... Are you, be there.
Are you seriously working on your DNVR story over actually doing a live radio show?
Well, I had that's what I was working on before the show.
Okay.
And then we started talking and meandering, and
right.
I'm like, oh, well, right. Anyway,
well,
but I do have it in front of me
okay.
now.
Well, listen, we can meander in just a minute. Trust me on this. Just take my word for it. I'm like a good attorney, Jewish attorney. I'm leading the witness. Ask the first question off the top of the show.
All right. Broncos Jaguars Sunday afternoon or Sunday morning Denver time. What, if anything, concerns you about this game for your Denver Broncos?
Absolutely nothing. Now
Whoa.
Let's talk about my day. So we're going to continue F around Friday because nothing really concerns me, to be perfectly honest with you.
That,
it was probably
you know
a wasted topic.
Is? You know how dangerous that is, though? If the Broncos lose this game, I'm going to remember that nothing concerned you about this game.
What really concerns you about this game? I'm not talking about turnovers and the obvious things. Because if they turn the ball over 7 times, I think it's a pretty safe bet they're going to lose this game. I'm not talking about them shooting themselves in the foot. I'm talking about when you look at the Jaguars... What makes you think they could be in trouble there?
Literally, the only thing that comes to my mind.
The only thing, right?
Is
the only thing
that is we know that even though he's a rookie, we know that Trevor Lawrence is a supremely talented quarterback,
right?
And last week, 3 touchdowns, 3 picks. Amid the mistakes, there were some wow throws in there,
right?
And that he has a day Every quarterback who's eventually going to be great, even when they struggle as a rookie, has one day where they just tear it up. Everything breaks right. They're showing all the arm talent, and they've kind of literally ambushed it or figuratively ambushing a defense. That's the way the Jaguars win. If Trevor Lawrence has that day. On Sunday. It's not likely against the Vic Fangio defense, but you never know.
Well, and that's the thing. Let's look who they played against. last week. The pass rush for the Texans isn't very good. Their secondary isn't very good. So the wild plays that he completed against the Texans may not have had a lot of pressure, and probably the cornerback was out of position. Fair?
Some of them, yes. Like some, in the first half, he had some high-level throws even amid the mistakes. It's basically, it's like the classic example of the flashes are already there with him.
Right. Well, you knew that he was the number one pick in the draft for a reason.
Right. He's inconsistent, like almost every rookie quarterback known to man, except basically Justin Herbert and Dan Marino were the guys who weren't inconsistent as rookies.
I'll make a prediction.
Justin Herbert's so dangerous.
I'll make a prediction right now about Trevor Lawrence. He breaks a run of at least 20 plus yards in this game.
I think that's a very good prediction.
And I am not talking about a designed run. I'm talking about he breaks away and he just runs up the field full sprint. And we'll see if he's smart enough to slide.
Yeah, and that's where you're on guard for an upset is between that and then just extending plays, guys breaking off their routes. The Jaguars' best chance in this game is chaos plays like right. that. If enough of those happen, because when you get to chaos plays, that's where you're showing off the athleticism. That's where you're showing off the arm talent. And with all respect to Teddy Bridgewater, if we're talking about a quarterback with arm talent, the Jaguars have the advantage there in this game.
Right. All right, coming up after the break, you are working on a story right now, I know, because you told us you were working on it during this show, not looking at the show notes.
I was working on it before the show, and I just kept the Excel file open on my desktop. You want me to take a picture?
Well, taking a picture now is not going to do me any good. I needed to catch you in the moment, like one of my children, catch you in a lie.
Now I'm like your kids, huh?
Well, you are younger than me. Anyway.
Like your little brother.
Right. The little brother that I like to pick on. You wrote a terrific article for thednvr.com, which is titled, "There's a Fourth Down Revolution Happening. Here's Why Vic Fangio and the Broncos Need to Be at the Center of It." I'm excited for you to ask my thoughts on it, because I certainly don't want to know what you think. You still there?
I'm here.
Okay, no, I want to know what you think. That's next.
This is my message to you. Ooh. Singing, don't worry about a thing. My sweet summer's gone. She left me here with sand in my bed. She played me all night long. But I do it all over again. Ooh. My sweet summer's gone. And all my men, she made it clear her lipstick can't be wrong.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back. Afternoon Drive. Goodman, Mason, watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you are looking for wholesale lumber to the public on your next project, highly recommend you go to Rocky Mountain Forest Products in Wheat Ridge, or find them at rmfp.com. In the meantime, Siltahar Mazda, boy, they are loaded with inventory right now, and a lot of places cannot say that right now. They have found a way to get lots of inventory, specifically the CX-30 and the CX-5. Highly recommend you take one of those for a test drive. When you buy from Siltahar Mazda, it is stress-free. It is hassle-free. Really, that is the way it should be. I know from firsthand experience. Get to Siltahar Mazda in Broomfield or go to sthmazda.com. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Eric Cook at Farmers Insurance, the Cook Insurance Group, focused on people, not policies. Call today at 303-790-8089. That's 303-790-8089.
All right, Andrew, you wrote a terrific article for thednvr.com, which is titled, "There's a Fourth Down Revolution Happening. Here's why Vic Fangio and the Broncos need to be at the center of it." So my first question out of the box is, why do they need to be at the center of it?
Well, first of all, we saw Sunday how it could work for the team because they went for 3-for-3 on third down. We saw Bridgewater and the offense go 3-for-3 back against Seattle as well, although half the defense was backups. But what we're seeing here is that there are teams more and more that are taking advantage of these opportunities. Fourth down success rates, especially short to intermediate, are up. There's, especially if you have a defense that should be as good as the Broncos appears to be, your risk is actually minimized a little bit because if you turn it over at midfield, you can count on them to limit the damage. So you're creating more opportunities for your offense while also knowing that if you put your defense in that scenario, as long as you're extending drives quite often and not tiring them out, you're not putting them in the worst kind of scenario. And then, of course, morale factor, it's the confidence you show in your entire team by going for it, which I think is something that it really is relevant to the Broncos right now. So we're seeing fourth down attempts go up and go up drastically over the last few years. I think this year is probably going to see a record in fourth down attempts. And if the Broncos can be one of the better teams at staying on the field, it's wise for them to be at the forefront.
Well, but a lot of it depends on the offense that you're playing, too, don't you think? If you're going to go for it on fourth down at midfield.
The defense that you're playing, right?
No, the offense that you are playing. Because if you turn it over at midfield and you feel confident in the Broncos' offense, and that offense isn't very good, kind of like the Giants' offense, right? Then you feel more confident in your defense. You're not going to be doing this against the elite quarterbacks. I don't think the Broncos are likely going to be going for it in a risky situation against a Patrick Mahomes or a Justin Herbert. They just happen.
I wouldn't dismiss that against Mahomes though. And here's why. One of the what distinguishes the Broncos against Patrick Mahomes is that Mahomes gets yards up and down the field against the Broncos.
Right.
Their red zone defense against him, when they drop into those zone coverages and take advantage of the geometry of the field in the red zone, that because you've got a limit at that behind you, the end line 10 yards back of the goal line, and you're able to take advantage of that. One thing that's interesting about the Chiefs is that their offense is so effective that it can score from any place. So playing the field position game doesn't mean as much against them. So when they play the Chiefs, frankly, I expect them to go for it more often.
Okay. What about against Baker Mayfield? What about against Justin Herbert?
Well,
because these guys are on the schedule.
They're on the schedule. And the reason why I'm bringing up the Chiefs and Mahomes is that we've got a little more data for the Broncos against them than we do against other teams. Now, Baker Mayfield and the Browns, that is a tricky one because they don't run the same type of scheme as the Chiefs do. That's one where maybe you're going to probably put the Stallion back into the barn for that game. But against the Chargers and Justin Herbert, and the Broncos had the same kind of, in that second game out in Los Angeles that year, the Broncos had the same kind of success limiting the Chargers when they got into scoring territory and forcing them to settle for field goals as they did against the Chiefs, so I'd be inclined to do the same thing as Herbert in L.A.
Okay, and what about the Jaguars? What does the data tell you? And we can move it to the Jets as well, a pair of rookie quarterbacks.
Different reasoning, but because this is where you come into the part of it where their offenses aren't particularly consistent or effective. Now, the flip side of that is, do you want to run the risk of giving them a leg up if they somehow get the stop? The whole thing of you want to kind of make them believe, but I think that's outweighed by the overall inconsistency of their offenses, having rookie quarterbacks, and also in the case of the Jaguars, when you're making that decision, you're looking at their defense and your chances of converting that. and the Jaguars' defense is fairly atrocious. If the Broncos have 4th-and-2, 4th-and-3 around midfield on Sunday, I expect them to be going for it. Unless they're up by 16, 17, 18 points, then I expect them to punt and play field position.
Well, you and I talked about this on Monday with the Broncos going for it on 4th-down 3 times, and yes, converting 3 times. And you and I think we both agreed on this, that Fangio knows that his seat is warm. It's a little less warm right now because they're 1-0. They should start the season 3-0. But with that, you know, why not just go for it? Because you got to win these 3 games. Okay? You should be 3-0. So you might as well take some chances to make sure that you win these games and convert and move the ball. I mean, we talked a lot about how the Broncos had long drives, time-consuming drives. Well, those drives aren't as consuming if they don't convert on 4th down. That defense isn't as fresh, using Josie Jewell's words following the game. Boy, we felt like we had a lot of energy for the entire game because we were barely on the field. But when I look at a guy like Vic Fangio, who needs to win, and honestly, in his 60s right now, plenty of money in the bank, doesn't need to coach anymore. He knows he's going to get a defensive coordinator's job if he winds up losing this job. Why not just go for it? And the risk you can make the case is worth the reward, because if you lose the game, you're going to lose your job anyway.
Exactly. What do you have to lose? Now, this is where I hope he kind of gets in that mindset of being that way, of remaining that way, if it works out and he consolidates his position as head coach. And that's why it's going to be kind of interesting to watch what happens going forward. What if they keep going for it and it keeps working? And next thing you know, you look around and Vic Fangio's coaching for this team for another 3, 4, 5 years. Does he look at this aggression as a reason why? And if that's the case, if he says that's the reason why, then he'll be inclined to go for it. The other thing is that around the league, these decisions are driven by analytics in most instances, because in terms of expected value added of going for it on 4th down, it is considered analytically sound to go for it rather than punt when you have 4th and short to medium range, basically once you get past your 40-yard line. And yet for Vic Fangio, he has said over and over, for him, it is, quote, a gut feeling, unquote.
See, here's the thing. I do believe in the law of averages, that eventually it's going to average out. And I go back to Patrick Waugh's first season. And listen, I'm saying this jokingly, but kind of not really. It's like he'd pull his goalie in the middle of the second period, and suddenly they'd find a way to get a goal. And clearly I'm exaggerating, but literally with 3 minutes to go in the game, 4 minutes to go in the game, he would pull his goalie and somehow, some way they'd get a goal. Eventually that's going to stop happening. And that's really the equivalent of going for it on 4th down.
Right. And that's where you have to kind of focus on the process rather than the individual result. And that's what I'm a little nervous about with Vic Fangio here, because I can see him being in a scenario where he goes for it and the team doesn't get it, say, twice in a game. And then he says, well, we're not doing that anymore because it failed twice. No. The process of coming to that decision, and the decision itself to go for it is statistically defensible, even if you don't get it. You're playing the odds. You're playing the long haul game. What are you gaining over the course of a season? It's, you know, the same logic actually comes into 2-point conversion. Teams should go for 2 much more often than they do, especially if they can kind of work on it and get themselves up to a 60% success rate. Then you're getting 10, 12 more points over the course of the season if you go for 2 every time. But I don't know that Vic Fangio is inclined like that. There are some teams that would think that way. You mentioned Cleveland earlier in the broadcast. Cleveland would make that decision based on the analytics. I'm not sure Vic Fangio would.
All right, coming up after the break, every Friday on the show, we do the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Gambling Challenge with Ty, Cal, Kate, and Evan from the Just Us Guys podcast. The line has moved on FanDuel today. We will tell you how that line has moved. What's the over-under if you're betting on the game? We will tell you what we think. Also, we'll talk about some player props if you're planning on betting on the game. That's next.
Tried to say I'd be there, waiting for Danny the girl is singing songs to me beneath the marquee.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Okay, every Friday on the show, we do the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Gambling Challenge with our friends Ty, Cal, Kate, and Evan from the Just Us Guys podcast. And we're going to start that right now with What's Trending.
What's Trending is presented by Hot Tub Outlet. As other hot tub stores in town make you wait 12 weeks, get your new hot tub today at Hot Tub Outlet in Littleton or go to hottuboutletdenver.com.
Okay, so let's do the gambling challenge. Earlier this morning, Mace, the Broncos were favored by 5.5 over the Jags, meaning give the Jaguars 5.5 points. Now it has risen to 6. I'm not surprised at all on that. You taking the Broncos, given the points?
I'm taking the Broncos, even though I can understand why, if you're viewing it from a distance, from a national perspective, you may see Broncos, not a great team, 6-point favorite on the road. That's right. Something of a trap. But you have to look at where these teams are at this moment, what they look like, what their outlook is, in particular what the Broncos are on the defensive side of the football and what Vic Fangio's defenses typically do to rookie quarterbacks. I think this sets up for a double-digit Broncos win on Sunday.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I look at the Houston Texans. I do not think they're a good football team, and Houston put up 37 on them. Over under is 45.5. Over under.
I'm actually taking the over.
Are you?
Because yeah, Jacksonville's defense is horrible. Okay, they have not failed to give up at least 20 points in any game in the last two seasons. I believe it's a lot of recent games, including Sunday. I want to say it's 4 of the last 6 off the top of my head. They've given up 30-plus. The Jaguars giving up an average of 31 points since the start of last year. I think the Broncos get right around 31 points. And the reason why I'll say the over is I think Jacksonville will probably get kind of a garbage time touchdown, much like some of the garbage time work they got last week, and that'll push it to the over.
Yeah, see, I'm kind of torn on that. And what I want to do is I want to bet this as a parlay. So quickly, give me one guy on the Broncos you think scores a touchdown.
Tim Patrick.
You know what? I'm leaning that way too. It's either him or Fant. You like Patrick better than Fant?
Slightly, yes.
Okay. You know what? I'll do that just for you. Guys, what do you think? All right. Yeah, I'm kind of torn here. See, I can win some decent money on this, but I'm having a difficult time right now betting the over. I really am.
Yeah, because you could see that they just put the clamps down on the Jaguars and don't let them up. And you could see a score of like 31-7, 31-10. But at the same time, kind of to go back what we were talking about earlier when we talked about what you watch about with this Jaguars team, it's Trevor Lawrence's arm talent and his physical abilities. And we saw last week, if it's a blowout and you're playing back and you're conceding yards and conceding plays, that Trevor Lawrence will make them. He's got a good crew of wide receivers. Laviska Shenault. See, I said it right there. Marvin Jones, DJ Chark. He's got playmakers at his disposal, and I can't. And whether it's make a play early and stay in it for a while, or it's some garbage time work, I can't see them just having a complete stinker. I think they'll make some plays at various points. And then the Broncos offense, again, against that Jaguars defense, I'll be disappointed if they don't get to 30 in this game.
I'm sorry that I'm paying attention to you, but I'm not. I'm kind of on FanDuel here. I'm kind of making it. I am. I'll be brutally honest with you.
I had my Excel file open.
Right.
And you have FanDuel open.
But there's a difference. We're actually talking about gambling right now. I'm on FanDuel. I represent FanDuel. So I'm going to literally make this bet live on the air. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh.
So I need to be convinced by you that Patrick's going to be the guy over Fant. What about Javonte Williams or Melvin Gordon?
I wouldn't be surprised if both of them score, actually.
Say it again?
I wouldn't be surprised if both of them score, actually. I'm no good at the parlays, man.
I didn't suggest that I'm any good at them. I didn't suggest that I'm any good at them. But if I do bet $20 on this, think about this. This is not bad. If I take the under and I give the 6 and Patrick scores on a $20 bet, how much do you think I win?
I don't know. Tell me.
Take a guess just for fun. $20 bet. That's it.
$100.
$266.
Nice. Danny, that'll pay for a nice dinner.
Knowing me, I'd probably invest it. Danny, what would you do? Would you do that bet? Are you going to do the over or the under?
I think I'm probably going to stay away from the total on this one, just because I don't know what Jacksonville is going to be able to bring to the table on the scoreboard side of things.
Yeah. Maybe I don't do the under. What should I pick outside of the under?
Well, depending on where Melvin Gordon's rushing yards are at, I've seen some decent odds on that. I haven't looked on FanDuel yet, but I think he's probably around 50, which you could get some. I think you get some value there, adding that to a parlay. And I would. It's tough. I was debating whether to put some money on Patrick or Fant to score a touchdown earlier as well. I think I would lean towards Fant, but I think they both have big days.
Do you think both score, guys?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's say I do the 6 point. I feel comfortable with the 6. I feel comfortable with the 6. And what do we have for... You want to go rushing yards on this, Andrew and Danny?
Rushing yards. The Jags defense is particularly lousy against the run over the last two seasons.
Over 50 yards is -114.
For the team or for an individual?
No, for an individual. I don't think they do. Do they do team stuff? I don't think they do.
Yeah, see, no. The thing with, like, and the thing that's interesting, I mean, I think the Broncos should have 150 rushing yards.
Right.
But what if it's like, what if it's 60 for Javonte Williams, 55 for Melvin Gordon, another 25 or so for Bridgewater, and then 10 more on an end around.
All right, so this is what I got here right now. We got to settle this before we go to break here. We're going to do this for every segment, by the way. I'm going to bet, and then I'll let you know how it goes, because it's going to be a group effort here. All right?
Okay.
I'm not giving you the money, because quite frankly, you're not going to give me the money if I lose, right? So I have the Broncos at -6. Patrick scores a touchdown, and Melvin Gordon, 50 yards and a half or more.
I like it.
Okay.
Do you like that?
I like that too. Yeah.
You do like that?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So is that what I need to go with as a parlay?
Why not? Go for it.
You feel comfortable? Is there anything else we should do? Because we'll do this kind of like as a team.
Do we want to? Can we throw in a sack, like a Von Miller sack, perhaps?
I don't know if they have sacks on here.
Okay.
Do they have sacks on here?
I would have to look. I would have to scroll through it again. I haven't been into player props yet this season, but I'll probably get back into them this weekend going forward.
So we're gonna do. The -6. All right. We're gonna do an anytime touchdown score. We're gonna do. Tim Patrick over Noah Fant. Is that what we're agreeing on, guys?
Let's do it.
Well, it's not your money. What do you feel comfortable with?
I'm fine with it.
Danny, like Patrick or Fant?
You're asking an amateur gambler here, okay? I mean, I'm not the expert on this kind of thing. I mean, Nilo would have better advice than I would.
True, on a lot of things. not even just gambling. All right, what do you got, Danny? You like Patrick?
Yeah, I like Patrick.
Over Fant.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we're going to go with the rushing yards. Is that what we're doing?
For Melvin Gordon?
Yeah, or is there something else that's better? Receiving yards. You want to do receiving yards?
I would go rushing because I think that's almost an easy one.
Yeah, I think so too. So player rushing yards. I think Melvin is the only guy that comes up, which can't be right, is it? No. You think Melvin goes over? Yeah, I think he goes over too. Okay. Shoot. Okay, we're done. Is that what we're going to do?
That's a solid three-leg parlay. I like it.
It's a solid three-leg parlay. I like that too. So I'm betting, how much should I bet?
How much?
I'll bet 25. We got to hit a break. We got to hit a break.
$25.
Done. Okay. What do we have coming up on Mountain High Appliance, just in case you missed it?
The Rockies road trip continues tonight from Washington, D.C. We'll get into that game, which is starting just around 5.05 p.m. next, right here on Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason on Mile High Sports.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back. Afternoon Drive. Goodman Mason. Watch us, milehighsports.com. You can reach us, Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. In the meantime, it is dinner time. I want to tell you about Smokin' Dave's Barbecue and Brew. I absolutely love this place. It is more than just a barbecue place. They have great non-barbecue items. Their pork green chili is simply outstanding. If you've never had ale and cheese soup, it is fantastic as well. The southern catfish. Notice I'm going with non-barbecue items. The fish and chips is really good. I just got onion rings there the other day, and they were the size of bike tires, and they were just totally thick when it came to the coating on them, and they were so stinking good. You cannot go wrong with the chicken marsala. And with that, I want to bring in my friend Dave from Smokin' Dave's Barbecue and Brew. Dave, how are you, my friend?
Good. How you doing, Eric?
All right, so I was just talking about some things I've had recently. I'm not a big onion ring guy, but those things are the size of bike tires, and they are breaded so well. I mean, I've never seen anybody do that. It's like you're giving this stuff away.
They are good. They are very good. We hand make them every day. We use a colossal jumbo onion, and we batter it. We've got a proprietary batter system that we do, and it's got a nice sweet and savory taste to it, and we serve it with a barbecue ranch.
Okay, listen, I have changed my narrative on you guys. Seriously.
Uh-oh.
Because I've been, no, but it's a good thing. I always say you're the best. I always say you're the best barbecue joint in town, and you are. But I don't think that's complimentary enough, and I'm dead serious about this. You are one of the best restaurants in town. One of the best restaurants in town. And I'm going to tell you why. I went to a well-known steakhouse in town, and I took my daughter there. She had never been to a really nice steakhouse. And we spent a ton of money, and I got to tell you, the food was nothing short of marginal. We went to your place the next day and spent like $40, and it was so much more enjoyable. Why is your place more than just a barbecue place?
It's just who I am. You know, I have a previous life prior to barbecue, and I felt it really important to kind of, you know, bring that into what we're currently doing and just not be one thing. And we try to accommodate a lot of different tastes, and we make everything from scratch. We really care about what we do, and we spend a lot of time sourcing products and I think just at the end of the day, we have great staff, and they all do such a really nice job.
Without giving away the company secrets, every barbecue place smokes meats. But why does yours have so much flavor? And you smoke, it seems like, just about everything.
Yeah, we try to. You know, I we don't smoke our chicken. We do roast that off in the oven.
But the wings are smoked. The chicken wings are smoked.
The wings we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, the chicken wings are smoked.
Right.
We finish them off in the fryer. You know, I mean, we get really good wood. We don't over smoke things. I think that's huge. We smoke at the right temperature. We put the meats in when the wood's at the right stage. There's a lot of science to smoking.
Yeah. Now, I've been saying this recently. People should just go in there for dessert. If you don't, if you're not even hungry, just go in there and get dessert. So you told me about a month ago to try the bread pudding.
How was that? You got that.
Today. How was it? Well, I'll tell you this. My fiance is from the UK, and she's eaten a lot of bread pudding. She said it's the best she's ever had. And there was a white sauce with it, which I thought she was going to break out a straw. I personally lean more towards the chocolate. She liked the white. And when you go to a barbecue place, you get a chocolate chip cookie wrapped in cellophane, and it's garbage. Why do you take so much care in your desserts?
I'm a firm believer in scratch cooking. We make all of our desserts from scratch. Nothing's pre-bought. That white sauce that you were talking about, that's our whiskey cream sauce.
Yeah.
I've had a fair amount of whiskey in it.
It sure did.
It off, so there's no alcohol. That's probably why you enjoyed it so much.
Dave, I was looking good to her after we finished dessert because she said to me, she goes, there's some alcohol in there. I said, I know.
I mean, thank me later.
Say it again?
I said, you can thank me later.
Oh, it was really, really good. How do people find you? Because you're all over the place.
Check us out at our website, smokin'davesbarbecue.com, and it'll list all of our locations, phone numbers, and hours.
If you've never been to Smokin' Dave's Barbecue and Brew, I cannot highly recommend it enough. It's not the best barbecue joint in town. It's one of the best restaurants in town. I'm telling you, I went to one of the top steakhouses in town, and it was marginal. And for a quarter of the price, we had a much, much better experience at Smokin' Dave's Barbecue and Brew in the Denver Metro. You can find them in Centennial, where I go, off of Arapaho Road, and in North Denver. Dave, have a great weekend.
Thanks, buddy.
See you, man. All right, time now for the final word.
The final word. Presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk. Just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
Just in case you missed it, unfortunately, the Rockies couldn't play the Braves last night because of a soggy field. So that's a first for me, honestly, because I feel like they usually get the tarp out, but they wanted to get in the other game so bad that they didn't have a chance to put the tarp out. So they didn't play last night. Tonight, they are in the nation's capital, taking on the Nationals. It'll be Germán Márquez on the mound for Colorado and Josiah Gray for the Nationals. The Rockies have won 3 straight, 5 out of 6, all on the road. Your expectations for Colorado this evening against Washington?
I'll start it off. As a member of the Jewish faith, I'm going with the German. Mace, how about you?
I'm going with Márquez. I'm going with the Rockies because, like Danny mentioned, they've been hot recently. They've abandoned their road woes, and they've certainly thrown a wrench into the NL East race. The Nationals, a lesser team than the ones that they've played so far on this East Coast swing. So I think the Rockies get it done tonight. I think they take at least 2 out of 3 this week.
All right, that was Mountain High Appliance, just in case you missed it. So here's the deal, man. You can walk in any store, try out the appliances before you buy them. You can't do that in the big box stores. And I say this all the time. You want to work with their sales staff because when you make a purchase like that, you want to know exactly what you're getting. You want the right fit. And their sales staff that has been there for decades will help you out with that. It is so important to have great customer service when you are buying something that is an investment. It's not a cost. It's an investment. Go to Mountain High Appliance. You can find them in Louisville, Littleton. You can also find their clearance center in Denver for even lower prices. Coming up after the break, will Bradley Chubb play on Sunday against the Jacksonville Jaguars? The injury report is out. We'll let you know next.